Lust and gluttony are connected to carnal desires people often try to conceal, but often can't resist giving into. These are the functions of appetite, which is the name of a new theater dance piece that explores those basic urges. It's on now at Theater Pass Marais. Lynn Slotkin was hungry enough to find out more. She went to see it. She's with me now. Hello.
Hi, Matt.
Could be a bit ripe, it sounds like.
A bit raunchy. Absolutely big-time raunchy. This is a collaboration between Sarah Sanford, who conceived and directed the piece, Kate Alton, who choreographed it, and the three performers who play all the various parts, mm-hmm. including the animals. Okay. It takes place in both a slaughterhouse and a restaurant. So at various times, the performers are squealing pigs and grunting cows about to meet their end, and later, they are the human beings in a restaurant about to eat the products of the slaughterhouse. Mm. In the restaurant, Adam Lazarus and Claire Calnan play a couple in a troubled relationship. He's not attracted to her anymore. Meanwhile, Linnea Swan plays a sexually aggressive waitress who moves in on Lazarus because he's, you know, in this rather touchy situation. Later in the slaughterhouse, we see Lazarus covered in blood from gutting. This is a different character he's playing. He's even got some of this blood on his face. He cleans up. He takes off his overalls, puts on a clean pair of overalls, and leaves to do the slaughtering again. Swan, who played the waitress from the restaurant scene, now plays another worker in the slaughterhouse, and she's been watching him. And as she does, she gets more and more aroused. So the piece tries to connect the ideas of desire, lust, appetite, and giving into these feelings, even perhaps going against better judgment. And as an article about the show says, it's about the line between disgust and pleasure, revulsion and enjoyment.
I see.
Is it getting hot in here there, Sailor?
Yeah, something like that. You've talked about the sex and the raunchiness, the disgust and revulsion. Where's that?
Yes. Well, there's a scene in which the three characters challenge each other to eat a food in record time. So, Calnan shoves grapes into her mouth and chomps, with the juice gushing out of her mouth until she's finished eating. Swan eats a banana. Let your imagination go, bananas. She takes this banana, she smacks it back and forth between her hands, she peels it in one of the most inventive ways I've ever seen, then she smushes up the fruit and shoves the mush in her mouth. Lazarus guzzles down, I think it might be rice pudding, I'm not really sure what it is, mm-hmm. but he guzzles this down until he's sick. And it's obvious the revulsion is the audience's. It's our revulsion. The characters don't seem to care how revolting it is. They get pleasure in hoovering up the food and beating the record that they had before.
Right.
So we've all seen these contests on television, you know, the race to eat the most pancakes, steaks, hot dogs, whatever. This show takes it to the extreme.
Where is the dance? Because you said it's a dance piece as well.
They dance with a banana. No. Sorry. The dance and movement enhance the sexual obsessive aspect. At one point, Calnan appears in a red party dress, and Swan wears a dress that looks like it's made of either rubber or vinyl. So, you know, something very suggestive mm-hmm. and tactile. And they both dance wildly as if they might be, I don't know, stomping bulls, mad cows, who knows? It's very animalistic. And this sense of the animal movement is introduced at the top of the show. Swan hauls two lifeless bodies from behind an overturned table. It's Lazarus in white coveralls as a dead pig, cleverly suggested by his fingers, you know, splayed out like a pig's hoof. And Swan hauls two lifeless bodies from behind an overturned table. It's Lazarus in white coveralls as a dead pig, cleverly suggested by his fingers, you know, splayed out like a pig's hoof. And Calnan is a dead cow. They come to life, take on the movement and sound of anxious animals about to meet their end.
I see. How does this all work? I mean, there's lots of things going on, obviously.
Well, it sounds very suggestive.
And ambitious.
Yeah, I know. They're very effective in defining the line between disgust and pleasure. I found that they could have gone a bit further in their thesis. It's when they connect desire for food and sex, for example. I ask three questions when I go to the theater. Mm-hmm. What's it about? What was the intention? Was it worth doing?
Yes.
They've answered the first two questions really well. The third is tricky. What purpose does it serve to see people gushing food out of their mouth?
Indeed.
You know, I actually think they didn't go far enough. I want to see somebody, you know, what is the business with, we see people going to all you can eat buffets and hoovering down all of this food. What's that about? That's something to explore. That's something everybody can understand, not just this specific little thing that they found interesting to explore.
Interesting. And something just before dinner to talk about. This is fascinating as well. Lynn, thank you.
My pleasure.